Casting Your Cares Upon the Lord. Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on, for that nightlight is out of 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. In the book of 1 Peter, we find this powerful reminder of God's love and care. He's encouraging us to cast all of our cares on the Lord, knowing that he cares for us deeply. And what does it mean, though, to cast your cares on him? This word is a Greek word that I can't even pretend to say, but it'll be in the notes. And it means to throw upon or place upon. It implies a deliberate and purposeful action of transferring your burdens and worries onto someone else, in this case, the Lord. However, there's a significant difference between casting our cares and reeling them back in, like a fisherman. When a fisherman casts his line, he expects to reel back in a fish. And sometimes we do that same sort of a casting when we're casting our cares on God. We reel them back in, and then we continue to worry and fret over that thing that we ostensibly had already given over to God. We need to quit that, and we need to learn to cast them fully and completely on him, because he has capable hands and he can take care of it. In fact, this verse is a twinning verse from the Old Testament. Psalms 55:22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. When we truly cast our cares on him, we have confidence that he's going to sustain us and keep us even in the midst of life storms. So God's not offering a temporary fix or a quick solution. He wants a permanent, unwavering solution for us. His love is a desire to carry our burdens, to guide us through every challenge we face. So when we cast our cares on him, we're demonstrating our trust in his goodness and our willingness to surrender our lives into his hands. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, I pray that you'd be with us. Help us to remember to cast our cares on you permanently, completely, without reservation, understanding that you're a sovereign God who knows everything and has all power and can change anything, and you are going to walk with us through everything. Give us your strength in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a